Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Hi, this is Pat Iyer with Legal Nurse Podcast. In our show, we talk with experts about their areas of specialty. And I have with me today Laura Comrath, who is president and lead consultant at Zebra Marketing Solutions. She has a BA degree and an MBA with a focus in marketing. Laura and I met at a conference in Houston recently, and I was struck with how she had made a transition from the oil industry using her skills into the marketing industry. She works with small businesses to help them get more leads so that they convert more sales and save time required for everyday tasks through marketing automation so that business owners can focus on what they do best, which is running their business. Laura is experienced in marketing strategy, including branding, positioning, differentiation, identification of a target market, and building marketing outreach plans to reach more customers. Her company provides website design, social media strategy and implementation, online ads, sales funnels, and marketing automation. And Laura has spent much of her time in the oil industry and is very comfortable with technology and tech companies. Our topic today is social media and how that's used in gaining exposure and reaching your customers. Laura, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Pat. I'm glad to be here.
Can you tell us how you got involved in developing expertise about the subject of social media?
Yeah, I've actually been involved in social media for some time. I was, like I said, in the oil and gas industry, and I really always wanted to start a business, but it's difficult leaving a well-paying corporate job to go, give up your salary you're making there and go start a business. But when the industry downturned in, 2015, I lost my job, and it was a great opportunity to start my digital marketing business. I've actually often been the person who's getting groups started with their social media as a volunteer opportunity, and I thought, well, you know, I might as well do this as a in a paid capacity for myself as a business. I've always just been inclined towards using it a little more deeply than a lot of other people have.
The people who listen to this podcast are legal nurse consultants, some of whom mm-hmm. are business owners, some of whom work as employees for law firms and agencies. If we think mm-hmm. about what business owners need to know about social media, tell us, what are your thoughts? What do they need to know today in today's digital world?
Yeah, I mean, in today's digital world, the customer is really in control of their buying experience. People want to feel like they've found you, they've made the decision. So as a business owner, we want to make a marketing program where we showcase the value of our company so that the customer comes to us rather than having to chase the customer down. In marketing speak, we call this inbound versus outbound marketing. Outbound marketing would be things like print ads, television ads, billboards, ads in newspapers or magazines. And those are really, you're basically just putting something in front of the customer, but it's not interactive. In today's world, the marketing experience is really interactive. You can really customize a customer's experience based on the actions that they take, the interest level that they show, and that's really exciting because, you know, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of content out there today. There's a lot of websites, social media posts, videos, everything just can be a bit of an overload. So by basically giving something of value to your customer, you can build a relationship with them and do what we call pull versus push marketing, or you become the hunted, not the hunter. You make yourself so valuable and so desirable that people want to do business with you. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's basically the name of the game today, and it's changed somewhat even just in the last 10 years. I mean, 10 years ago, we were just getting started with Facebook. Now, it's really a marketing powerhouse. You can reach thousands of people for very, very low prices right now. So that's really exciting if you can do it right.
Tell us about some of the things that business owners and legal nurse consultants can give away to build trust and to demonstrate expertise.
Yeah, I mean, the types of things that you could give away, I would recommend email marketing, and also within your social media, you can give away things like free samples, free reports. Like, you know, if I was doing this, I might give away a free 20-page report on how to make social media bring you leads for your business. Free videos are great, little 2 to 3 minute videos, maybe about your business. I was talking to a gentleman yesterday who has a band, and I recommended, well, you know, why don't you talk about the songs that you write? What is it that drives you to write music like that? And talk about the story behind each one of your songs. Presentations are great. Webcasts or webinars are great. Free advice, obviously, you can put, you know, give a little once a week advice column that you send out to your list. Just relevant content, things that your customers would be interested in that would be important to them, and maybe a free gift if they make a purchase. So the more relevant the free stuff is to your customer, the more likely they are to be engaged and actually pay attention in this world of information overload. For example, if you're a pet store marketing cat stuff to people who only like dogs, you're not probably going to be very successful. But if you understand your customer and you know what they want, you know, if they're a cat person, you want to send them cat stuff. And you can do that with digital marketing today.
That's a terrific example, because in the legal nurse consulting world, there are many legal nurse consultants who put out websites or brochures that talk about helping attorneys identify standards of care, which is a term mm-hmm. that medical malpractice attorneys are very interested in, but is not interesting to attorneys who handle car accident cases or workers' compensation injuries. Mm-hmm. So by putting our marketing together with the assumption that our ideal audience is going to be handling medical malpractice cases, we lose the rest of the attorney base who have cases with medical issues but are not necessarily handling medical malpractice cases.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know that you mentioned earlier about social media channels. Which ones do you think are most important for businesses?
That's a great question. There are so many social media channels today, and I think it can start to get really confusing for people trying to use social media for their business, but I would say the top social media channels for businesses are Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn. If you have a highly visual business, like say you make wedding cakes or design jewelry, then I would suggest Instagram. But if you really want to focus, I would probably stick with the top, the ones I just mentioned, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Facebook is by far the biggest with 1.3 billion daily active users, or 72% of adult internet users. And actually, 73% of Facebook users say they use Facebook for professional purposes. So you would be surprised. Sometimes you might think, oh, you know, are my customers really on Facebook? Well, they probably are. Even if they're not on Facebook, you know, maybe they're on there in the evening seeing what's going on with their friends. But if they're, you know, an attorney and you're putting an ad up that appeals to attorneys, even though they might not be on there for professional purposes at the time, that's still their profession, and they'll still take notice. So, you know, Facebook's definitely got the most engaged user base, with people logging on often several times a day. And advertising on Facebook is actually relatively cheap right now. For something like $150, you can reach somewhere in the range of at least 5,000 people, which is, you know, pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, contrasting that with Twitter, you know, Twitter's pretty cool, but only 23% of adult internet users are on Twitter. So, you know, that's still 313 million monthly active users, and consumption of, you know, content and, you know, reading on Twitter is steadily increasing. But I would definitely say, you know, if you were going to focus on something, I would probably start with Facebook. And then maybe, you know, do Twitter as well. If you're a business-to-business customer, which, you know, legal nurses would be, LinkedIn is also a really good channel. in fact, 46% of adults who are online who have graduated from college are using LinkedIn. So LinkedIn is really a great place to not only be for business, but you can also stay connected to contacts and colleagues, and especially clients, and find new clients on LinkedIn. So, and I'm not sure if you know this, but I know people are often concerned about, you know, should I accept, you know, I don't know if I really know this person, but they've asked to connect to me on LinkedIn. More often than not, it's a good idea to connect to them as long as they look like they're a legitimate business person, because you actually can actually find more people or be connected to more people based on the people in your network currently. So it's like a first connection, second connection type of a deal. So the more first connections you have, the more second connections you can reach out to. So,
yes, yeah. And I know there's a whole strategy behind using LinkedIn to ask people who are your first level connections to introduce you to an example of an attorney that you're attempting to reach. You can get better visibility with LinkedIn by sharing blog posts on the timeline or sharing them in LinkedIn Pulse. And you can be active in LinkedIn groups and making comments and offering information or sharing opinions about questions that are raised, that are all ways that people on LinkedIn can get to know you better.
Yeah, definitely.
I do have a LinkedIn marketing group I wanted to mention on this podcast that I run, called Legal Nurse Marketing, Legal Nurse Consultant Marketing. The group is Legal Nurse Consultant Marketing. And you can join that group. I'm the moderator of that. And it's a great way to ask questions or share information about your perspective as a legal nurse consultant. But one of the targets markets or the target social media sites that we have not talked yet about is the one that is the most overlooked that legal nurse consultants should be using but might not be. What is that?
Well, Pat, actually YouTube is by far the most lucrative social media channel for businesses, but for some reason a lot of businesses are not on YouTube. In fact, only 38% of self-employed business owners are using YouTube for marketing purposes. YouTube is huge. It has over 1 billion active users, or one-third of all people using the internet. That's four times as many customers who would rather be watching video about a product than actually reading about it. In fact, almost 50% of internet users look for video related to a product or service before actually visiting a store for that product. So, you know, we all kind of know that in today's world, you know, video is huge. People want to see video. People would rather watch a video than read text in general. And video is also very personal. You can really connect with people over video. And, I mean, for example, if you're, maybe you build a YouTube channel and you've got maybe 2 to 3 minute videos on there with tips or tidbits that would be important or interesting to your customers, and, you know, people are watching those videos, people are going to feel like they know you. And you may not even know them, but they feel like they know you because they've been listening to you and watching you for, you know, for some time. So video is actually a really great tool, and there are a couple online services that you can use to help you make videos, including Animoto, which is A-N-I-M-O-T-O, and that has actually a business or like marketing video service that you can subscribe to, and gives you a format for you to upload photos and videos and put text with it and put music with it. And so that would be really great if you're getting started and don't really know how to make a professional video. You can use your you can actually just use your phone, use your iPhone or whatever device you have, and film yourself and add in some photos, add in some text and music, and make it kind of exciting. The other thing that you could do that's really cool is if you make yourself a Google Plus account, which is also a really good idea because you can basically register your business with your phone number and your business address and your business name. And then when people Google search, then they'll find you on Google. But you can create your YouTube channel through Google Plus, and then every time you upload a video, it immediately populates to your Google Plus. And I know you're probably thinking, well, does anybody really use Google Plus anymore? Well, no, not really so much. But it's actually a way of boosting your search engine rankings. So it just makes you more searchable, basically, by adding things to Google Plus as well. So, I mean, I would recommend creating a video channel on YouTube of at least 2 to 3 minute short videos. And you can Google topics that are related to your business and see what people are searching for. And when you get a feeling for what kinds of topics are already being searched for, you can create your videos around those topics so that you're making your videos about something that people are already searching for. So people will find your videos if they're already searching for those topics. So.
And that's a terrific suggestion as a strategy for legal nurse consultants to get visibility in front of the attorney market that they are seeking. Think about the topics that you can demonstrate your expertise on, You can take a blog that you've written and turn that into a video with a camera that's trained on you. With today's smartphones, the cameras in smartphones are really good. You don't need a heavy video camera mounted on a tripod anymore. As long as you've got good sound, you can do a quick video and post that on YouTube. And certainly the ways to make that more optimized so people will find it, that could be another whole topic that Laura and I could discuss at another point, is using those videos to gain attention, to get a market, to get to your market, to bring people to your website, to invite them to sign up for your free report so you can stay in touch with them. I could go on, and this is not my podcast, Laura, so let's focus back on what are some of the biggest mistakes that businesses make when they're doing digital marketing?
Right. Digital marketing is just a huge and pretty new thing right now. So I think a lot of people tend to be really focused on their website. They think that they need to really have a great website, which, you know, having a great website isn't, you know, certainly going to hurt you. But they really seem to focus on needing to drive more traffic to their website. And while website traffic's not a bad thing, I wouldn't say this is necessarily where people should be focusing their efforts right now. What they should be focusing on is generating more leads so that they can make more sales. And there are often more effective ways of doing this than just driving traffic to your website. So imagine that you're having a garage sale. You want to make sure people drive down your street so that they'll stop and buy. So you put signs up on the main street, and you put signs up on the street corner so that the drivers know to turn. But when they get to your house, your garage sale's set up in the backyard, and you forgot to put a sign out front. So what do you think's going to happen? Well, people might drive by, but they'll quickly leave because they haven't found what they're looking for. So this is actually a pretty common problem with a lot of businesses who are trying to do their marketing online. People want to drive traffic to their website, but the problem is when a person gets to your website, there's so much going on there. There's so many different pages, there's different messages, and there's often not like a really solid, clear call to action. And maybe there might be multiple calls to action, and the person might just kind of lose interest and get lost. So actually, 55% of visitors spend less than 15 seconds on the average website. 15 seconds. I mean, if a person gets your website and there's lots of different things going on, in 15 seconds, they're likely not going to figure out, you know, what should I do here. So a lot of times, a visitor to your website, they get there, they stay there 15 seconds, and they're gone. And that's it. They don't come back. They don't actually do anything while they're there, and you've lost them. And that's a really big problem. But the good news is that you can solve that problem. There's ways of capturing that person's attention. Today, we really look at the website for your business as a brochure. It's really not the place where you're going to get business. It's the place that's going to give you credibility. If you meet somebody at a trade show or out at a networking event, for example, they might go to your website. But more than likely, they're not going to go to your website and buy something right then because you haven't really built a relationship with them. They don't really know what you're about, who you are, and if you're the right person for them yet. So, and the other thing is having a mobile-friendly website. That about 70% of web searches are now done using a mobile device. That's 70%. So if your website isn't mobile friendly, guess what? People are probably going to try and maybe pull it up. It pulls up really tiny. They can't really see it. It doesn't have the functionality it needs, and they're going to leave. So, you know, it's really important to get your website mobile friendly, get it professional looking, and make sure that it's something that people might want to stick around to read.
And I think that you're pointing out an issue with older websites that were designed before mobile responsive themes became readily available, that they don't resize to fit the phone. I would encourage everybody yeah. listening who has a website to open up their website on their cell phone and take a look at how it appears. If it appears that way to you, it'll appear that way to others. And if it's not reforming and reshaping and compressing itself to fit the screen of a mobile phone, then it's time to get a new website.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a good idea to check that and look into converting it to mobile friendly if it's not. So
I know that you mentioned earlier about the purpose of digital marketing is to generate more leads and make more sales. And this is the last question that I'll ask you. Tell us, how can you do that?
Right. So I'm sure people have heard the term sales funnel, but what exactly does that mean and how would you build one? So I'm going to talk quickly about the stages that a customer goes through when considering to do business with you. The first is, who are you? Simply knowing that you exist. The second one is, what are you? That's knowing that you exist and knowing what you do. The third stage is, what about you? What do I think or feel about you? So that is basically forming an opinion about you. And then the fourth stage is, what about you and me? What is our connection? And that is, I know you exist. I know what you are, what you do. I know about you, and I have an opinion about you. And I've formed an opinion about what our relationship is. So those are always the steps that somebody goes through because, for example, do you know anyone who would marry somebody without ever having been out on a date with them? Probably not. And, you know, it's the same for your customers. They want to know you first. They want to know, first they have to know you exist. They can't, you know, they can't do business with you if they don't even know you exist. And they want to understand what you're about and then decide if you're the right solution for them. And they have to do that before they can actually make a decision to do business with you. So that's actually, you know, quite a number of steps to go through to decide if you're going to do business with somebody. So, you know, if you're only having an interaction with that person one time, that's not really enough for them to go through those stages and understand if you're the right person, the right solution for them, and if they should do business with you. So a sales funnel is basically a system for taking your leads through this process to build a relationship with them from simply knowing you exist to knowing what you do and deciding to become a customer and then hopefully a raving fan. So in building a sales funnel, the most important thing to start with is to understand who you're talking to. Who is your ideal client? What are their interests? How old are they? Where do they live? Are they male or female? Or maybe you appeal to both male and female. And you can really drill down and be very specific, and you can create targeted online ads such as Facebook or Google. Really, the more you can target it, the better, because the problem is if you're too broad, people are going to not pay attention. Like I said with the pet store example, if you only care about cats and you're the pet store sending people information on cats, dogs, and fish, the people who only care about cats are going to be tuning out two-thirds of your message if you know, a third of it is about cats and two-thirds of it is about dogs and fish. So you want to make sure that you're being really targeted. The more targeted you are, you might worry that you're going to alienate some people, but in fact, if you're in marketing, they say if you're not talking to someone, you're talking to no one. So if you make your message too broad, people are not going to pay attention, unfortunately. So creating very targeted Facebook or Google ads, you can give a very specific message and then direct these to a targeted landing page. This is not your website. This is a specific page with a very specific purpose, and it will have the same message as the ad that the person came from. So it might say something like, for my business, it might say, find out how to get more leads and convert more customers in just 5 weeks or something like that. If they click that link, it goes to a page that says, all about finding more leads to convert more customers, and then it might say, enter your first name and email address, and I'll send you my 20-page free guide on how to get more leads and convert more customers. Somebody might say, well, you know, I really need to figure out how to do that. Let me get her free guide. Then they give me their email address. I immediately send them that free report, and now I can follow up with them by email periodically. It takes 5 to 8 touches before a person will actually take action. So if you're trying to get them to buy something, if you're trying to get them to call you, they're not probably going to do that before they've received 5 to 8 emails from you, which might seem kind of crazy. Like you'd think, you know, people might, if they need whatever you're selling, that they would just buy it. But like I said, if they don't know who you are, they don't know what you do, they don't have an opinion about you or an opinion about what their relationship is with you, they won't be inclined to take action. So basically they call this email nurturing. So you need to first build your list, and that's what the Facebook ads and the landing page help you do. And then you need to nurture those people into customers, and that's what the repetitive emails do. So you don't want to be sending, stuff people are not interested in. Like, you really need to make sure that what you're sending is valuable. In fact, send things that you would normally sell. If you would normally sell a 20-page guide on legal nurse issues, give that away for free. The more value you can give to people, the more they're going to be interested in having a relationship with you and doing business with you. And that's probably my biggest recommendation.
These are excellent points that you've been sharing with us, Laura. How can our listeners find out more about you?
They can go to zebramarketingsolutions.com. Or they can also check me out on Facebook. I'm at Zebra Marketing Solutions is my business page. And I'm also on Twitter. It's at Zebra Market SLNS. And I'd love to connect with you guys.
Thank you so much, Laura. This has been Laura Comrath talking about social media. Certainly a way of marketing that we should be taking advantage of as legal nurse consultants, sharing helpful information with attorneys, demonstrating our expertise, and showing how we can help them. Thank you for listening. Awesome. Thank you, Laura, for being our guest on our show. I really appreciate your expertise bringing what you know to this group of individuals.
Great. Thank you so much for having me on the show, Pat. I really appreciate it, and it's been a pleasure.
Terrific. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and stay tuned for next week for another expert interview. Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on this product. You'll put that code LISTENED in the coupon code box during checkout.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.